Welcome back to the Sights On Podcast with Lucio and Alex. Here today is our new guest, Ruben Kotze. Let's welcome him on.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me on here.
All right. So, give a little context of who Ruben Kotze is. Ruben is a roommate, a best friend of mine, and just a guy I've known since freshman year. Junior year of high school. Yeah.
Junior?
Yeah.
My freshman year.
Oh, yeah. We met you junior.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were...
I played you my very first ever match at Byron.
I think, yeah.
And I lost really badly. And then I played Alex, I'm pretty sure, second. And I also lost to you.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, I think.
3 years ago. Four.
I think it's more.
That was 2021.
2021.
Oh, wow.
So about four years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Ruben, what situation are you in now? So, you are about to go to college...
Mm-hmm.
And what's your life like? Are you worried about going to college? What are your main goals right now?
I'm a little worried for university. I mean, it's a big step for my life. My mother brought up a good point. It's like, I'm going into supply chain management. And she asked, like, how's AI going to impact roles like that in the future? Which kind of gave me, like, a miniature, like, oh, am I screwed or not? I'm going to talk about it, like... with the people at orientation. But aside from that, that's like a bit down the line. But right from now, yeah, just like I'm going to university. I want to pause. I want to do great. I want to have fun. But yeah, it's like I'm a little nervous, but I'm very excited for it.
Okay. So you said supply chain management, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what got you into that type of field?
If I'm going to be honest with you, my dad... played a little part into it. It's just also Arkansas, University of Arkansas, Fayetteville, has the best program in the country with it, so that looks good on my resume. Also, I'm like interested in the logistics aspect of like businesses. I say that I haven't taken a single class related to that, so we'll quickly see if I actually am interested into it.
Okay, question. So you, before I left, because we were living together, you were going into chiropractic and like physical therapy. Why did you leave that?
Well, funny enough, so I was looking into the CIA. Okay. Unrelated.
Go on.
And I was using AI for this, and then it made a good point. It was like Arkansas is not a very like well known university for the CIA to recruit from. And then I look, physical therapy is also kind of like not very like well known for physical therapy, and then also like I have to do what undergrad there. I have to take chemistry, biology, physics, like a whole bunch of. So I barely passed like high school chemistry.
Okay.
And then I also have to do like physical therapy school after that, and that's like a whole bunch of years. I don't want to get into too much debt after school. So yeah.
And so you had some like self reflection of like, oh, mm-hmm. this is probably not the path I want to go to.
Yeah. Something like that.
So what I'm hearing is that you researched your school and that not many people graduate out of it to become in the CIA?
Yeah, more or less.
But
how does that relate to...
Yeah, the CIA
physical therapy is not like... It's similar to... like it's not very well known.
Oh, so it's not well known?
Yeah, not well known. Physical therapy.
What schools are well known for the CIA?
CIA? I mean, I would guess like Harvard or like Ivy League schools. No,
I don't know.
For like physical therapy, it's like Texas Women's. That's the only one I could think of at the top of my head. I was going to go there.
So what made you pop in your mind just to go look at the CIA first? Like,
I've always wanted, I mean, when I was in, I lived in England before this, I wanted to be an MI6 my entire life. MI6 was
okay.
So I've always been interested.
James Bond?
Oh, I love James Bond.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched James Bond and Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. Most recent movie, right?
Oh, no, I still need to watch that one.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty good.
It's good? Okay. I can't wait. I'm going to watch it with my dad. So I completely forgot what I was talking. Oh, yeah. I've always wanted, like, if I could go in the army and stuff, I would, but I can't because of my heart condition, long QT syndrome. So it's always been a bit of a bummer. Like, I can't go into, I can't be a field agent. For the CIA, like, I would love to go to MI6, but then I'd have to move back to England, live there for a bunch of years. I don't know what I would do while I'm living there. And it's like right now I'm like best situated for the CIA. But yeah, that's still on the tables for me. I mean, I still have to like decide about like supply chain management. So yep. It's always going to be an option for me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So you seemed a little unsure about like supply chain management. What other careers have you thought of, or if any, like what you could possibly go into?
International business. But my sister took that, and you have to take like a language almost every single year there. And I would see if I can test that with Afrikaans, but it's not exactly a very recognized language at Arkansas. Afrikaans is spoken in South Africa for those. International business. I mean, physical therapy, it's still kind of there. If
what do you think you would enjoy doing as a career?
The military. No, actually, I wouldn't say I enjoy that. I don't know. I would enjoy physical therapy, I think. I don't actually know. I mean, I wanted to be a tennis coach for the longest time.
Really? Like Coach Garza?
Yeah.
Maybe like he is a military tennis coach.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was definitely an inspiring factor into when I wanted to be a tennis coach my freshman year.
All right. So I want to take a little step back. So just your backstory. Where were you born? And like, how did you get to this point?
All right, perfect. Yeah, I was born in Epsom, which is in, I think, Surrey, which is in, like, southwest London, for those. So I was born there. I lived there for 10 years. Took a slight detour to South Africa for, like, 6 months. Missed a bunch of school. It was really nice. But then when I was 10, we moved over here to the States. And I've been living in, yeah, here since... For how long now? Like 8, 9 years? It's been since 2016.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's been a little while. I still remember England really well. I miss it a bit, although not in its current state. And then I love it here as well.
Yeah.
Here is amazing.
It must have been hard at the time. Like,
oh, yeah, it was
just
like
terrible. Moving. How long did you stay in South Africa?
Only like 6 months.
6 months. So you. Born in England for 10 years, mm-hmm. moved 6 months after South Africa,
mm-hmm.
moved here for till now.
Yeah. So.
And you grew up learning English and Afrikaans, even though you only went to South Africa for 6 months?
Yeah. I learned Afrikaans was my first language growing up. I had difficulties learning English. I was not very good at it. I had to take like additional classes. I say additional, like classes to help me like boost my English. Till I was about 13, 14, it was like 6th or 7th grade.
6th or 7th grade.
Yeah, one of those two. And then finally I tested out of it, and like my English is like on par.
On par.
Where it should be. But yeah, we still speak Afrikaans in the household. Most of us do. My little brother's getting there.
Are you going to pass it on to your next generation?
Or? I'm gonna try to. It's just not a very... what's the word? Useful language over here.
Could you say like a phrase like "How are you? What's your name?"
Hello, hoe gaat het? What's your name?
It sounds similar, right?
Yeah, it's
to English.
Yeah, it's the base is Dutch, because the Dutch settled the Cape, and then over time it simplified the Dutch, and then it mixed in with some of the native African languages and Indonesian.
Okay.
And then English also. But a big influence on it. It's like, and it's, I don't know, remember exactly, it's one of the easiest languages to learn on like the language chart, because there's no conjugations.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Spanish is just
if
like
you use the Latin, if you have the Latin alphabet, Afrikaans is one of the easiest languages.
Okay.
For you to learn.
So your parents, they're both South African?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
they came to the U.S. like, what was their reasoning?
Oh, my dad's, there was two, well, I say three main reasons. The first one was that my dad worked in Baltimore for Under Armour. I couldn't tell you what he did. He just flew a lot. And then he kind of got tired of flying 10 hours, like, every couple weeks. So then he moved to Texas, which is not even technically very close to Baltimore, but it's a lot closer than England is.
Okay. And then,
second reason was for my heart condition. I have Long QT syndrome, and the medication I take is called Nadolol, and they stopped making it in practically every single country except for the U.S. So I'm kind of stranded here. And then the third reason, I'm not going to get too into it. It's political. It's the, like, in Scotland, they were passing, like, starting to pass laws over, like, limiting, it's like prayers and stuff. Like right now, you can't pray within, I don't know, a certain distance of, like, an abortion clinic. You can get arrested for thought crime, and then they're starting to propose bills and stuff where you can get, like, arrested for praying in your house if it's in a certain zone, like, close to a school or something. That stuff was passing, and my parents are pretty conservative.
So limiting, like, your freedom of, like, religion and prayer.
Basically, the pilgrims, the deacon pilgrims, essentially.
Picking on pilgrims.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. And your parents.
That's a lot more to that then. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, we heard you didn't have a job.
Who said that?
How many jobs have you had, and how long have you been looking for one, if you've been looking?
I had two.
Okay, where'd you look?
That's different.
The first one was at the Trophy Club Country Club at the Tennis Center. I worked from there from my sophomore year to senior year, beginning of senior year because I moved. And I worked there. That was the bulk. And then summer of 2023, from June to August, I worked at the Roy Hutchins Barbecue Factory.
Which one do you like better?
Oh, definitely the Country Club.
Country Club. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, I'm from England. I mean, I've adapted a bit more to the country culture here since then, but I absolutely despised country.
Tea time?
Uh-huh, exactly. And so, at the Hutchins, it's great, by the way. The food-wise, but, like, it was just country music nonstop.
Is that the BBQ place? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, very, like, I'd say country famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that was, like, the work environment wasn't exactly, like, for me. I still am clumsy. I was especially clumsy back then. I mean, like, I signed up, and then, like, after, like, 1 week, I went on a 2-week vacation with my family.
Okay.
Yeah, I was not.
You didn't like.
I was not very smart. They didn't like me much after that. And then, yeah, I guess I was just, like, I mean, I was still young and, like, learning. It was very formative for me those times. And then Country Club was way more laid back. Yeah, and then, like, the bosses, they were very forgiving, a lot more than I think they should have been. I should have been fired at least, like, 10 times from there. I was forget to lock the building sometime, forget to, like, manage the receipts properly.
Gosh, yeah.
That was really dumb. So,
huh.
And then I stopped, like, last September. I didn't want to stop. It's just, the actual reason why I stopped was, one, I moved, and two, I had to fill out this form that I procrastinated until, like, the day before. I had to have it done, and then I couldn't get it to work. The website was, like, broken. So I was like, I'm not making it anyways.
Did you, like, give in to 2 weeks, or did you stop showing up?
I texted them. I gave them, like, a 2 weeks. Like, I gave them, like, a proper notice and stuff, and they were very understanding. Definitely. So I appreciate them for that.
You just haven't, like, what's stopping you from, like, going out, or you just don't want to work?
Well, I mean, I just came back from a vacation to Costa Rica. I'm going to Europe for about 3 weeks, and about 2 weeks, I'm going to, like, university, like, well, orientation. It's next week. I don't want to, like, use the excuse that I'm very busy. I'm a little busy. It's like, I would like to wait until, like, I'm, like, settled down before I can, you know,
yeah,
work, and then...
I mean, you can just say you're busy. I mean, obviously, so you have vacations, mm-hmm. You have an orientation, you're planning to go to college, mm-hmm. You probably don't, I mean, you won't work anywhere no longer than 2 months here before you have to move, so you have to find a place that, like, a Chick-fil-A or something that you could maybe transfer to.
I'm
like
a DoorDash.
That's
what it's gotten into. That's what it's gotten
to. You might as well just enjoy your summer, don't you?
Gambling.
So you're just busy. Okay.
And you don't have any idea of what classes you're gonna take for freshman
year. I took a tour at UNT because they also have, like, a pretty good business program, and I got to look at the classes. It's gonna be a learning curve for me.
Yep.
I have to take business calculus. I don't even know what that is. It sounds scary. I couldn't.
Have you even taken calculus before?
I took pre-calculus, but no, I'm not taking a single calculus.
Okay.
I took online.
That's
going to
be a big jump.
Yeah, accounting, stuff. I took statistics, like collegiate credit statistics.
Just for context, is that you're coming from a healthcare oriented perspective where you're going to be a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just like
straight into business.
Switched up straight to business.
Turn to the dark side.
No like background in calculus or like the deep math. And you're just going to go jump right in your freshman year.
Thrown right into the deep end. Yeah. that's the best way to learn.
All that realization came from when
the CIA. So when you went to UNT this past spring, you said that you went spring or fall?
Actually, about a week ago.
A week ago?
Yeah.
Had you already made your decision to switch, or were you on the edge?
I already made my decision.
You already made... So, what point did you make your decision? Like, give a timeline.
I would say, yeah, it was in the spring when, like, I applied a little late because the whole story with Arkansas was I wasn't planning on getting in.
Yeah.
My sister begged me to apply. And then I was like, okay, sure, just to get her to stop talking.
Okay.
I got in, and I got a scholarship.
How much?
They pay for 90% of the difference of out-of-state versus in-state tuition.
Pretty good.
So, yeah, it was a very nice scholarship.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was also part of supply chain. Like, I was going to go to Texas Women's to study kinesiology.
Are you going to go? Okay.
I was going to go. That was the original plan. That's when me and Alex were living together. He was going to go to UNT.
So,
yeah, the whole thing set up. And then I got into Arkansas, and then I was like, you know, why not? My sister's there. Like, I could join her there and stuff.
Okay.
I feel like I would fit in a bit better there. And so, yeah, I went there, and then that's when I learned they have a very good business school. That's part of the thing. And then also part of the realization was, yeah, like, the classes I had to take once I looked at the courses required for just a kinesiology degree. That's not even, like, physical therapy. That's just undergrad. The courses are very difficult, lab, chemistry and stuff. And so it made me think, I was like, ugh. My mom was like, good luck, man. I was like, I'm a quick learner. And then
what does she do?
She was an ophthalmologist, an eye doctor.
She's an ophthalmologist, and she said those classes are hard.
For me at least. She did perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yeah, she did great. She also got a business degree.
She got a business degree, okay.
Yeah, like my parents have 5 or 6 degrees combined. And there's my dumb ass. But yeah.
So you got into Arkansas, and that's when you looked at the classes, mm-hmm. and that's when you made the decision to switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rough gist. There's a couple factors that I still don't even I'm figuring out as we're talking.
Figuring out as we okay.
So basically, your plan is right. You're gonna go to Arkansas. You're gonna have a 4-year supply chain degree, or some sort of business degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's say you stick with supply chain logistics, and then you basically you're only getting a bachelor's, right? Are you trying to eventually get
right now? Master's? Right now, only a bachelor's, but we'll see. I have to research a bit more into have masters and stuff.
Yeah, it's still too early. So
another factor that I'm just now remembering was I want to move somewhere. Like, my parents moved from South Africa to England, to the States. I love it here. I want to move somewhere.
You want to move outside of the country?
Yeah, move somewhere.
Okay.
I would love to move back to England. We'll see if that's gonna happen. England, Australia, a bunch of other countries. I want to explore. I guess I'm very young and.
That's fair.
Wanting to explore. And then physical therapy, there's only really one great country, income-wise, to be a physical therapist, or just most healthcare, and that's the States.
Okay.
If I want to go back to England, you have to join. It's not, the States is by far the best. So, with a supply chain degree, I'm way more flexible, I can move.
Okay.
That's also, that was one of the bigger reasons. Yeah. Just suddenly remembered that.
So you want to move out, and the best way to do that is to have a
business degree of some sort.
That's true, because you could, every country needs business. Mm-hmm. So, but your main places are England or the UK and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you have anywhere else?
I would put in South Africa there, but it's not very safe.
Not right now.
Not right now. It is not very safe.
Yeah, so I wouldn't go there right now, even me.
A good, like, actually, barely even good vacation right now because of the... If it's not safe. I mean, it's very beautiful. I love it down there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's like a bit of a stretch. Yeah.
What city did y'all stay in? Like when you moved there?
Cape Town.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I want to go there sometime, but...
It's absolutely stunning there.
Is it? Is that the very tip, right?
Yeah, the...
Cape Town?
Yeah, that's like southwest. The Cape of Good Hope.
Is it cold?
During the winter, it can get cold. Yeah, I would say pretty cold. When I visited there, it was actually pretty generous, the weather. It actually felt like a bit like springtime.
When did you go?
Here's summer.
Yeah.
Like, for about a month, actually. Like, from June 15th to, like, July 15th.
June 15th, July 15th.
It's winter down there, but...
What's your favorite part about those countries? Like, what makes them... Is it the nostalgia, or is it the actual...
England? So, I was a history buff growing up. I still am a little bit.
Which side do you take? Colonists or...
Yeah, so for England, I mean, I was born there, so I have, like, that, like, personal bias towards it. And then, like, it's got a pretty rich history.
Yeah.
Controversial history, but pretty rich history. I mean, you got Oxford, Isaac Newton, like, yeah. All these great, great, like, things happened there. And so, not so good. Like, Industrial Revolution. And then South Africa, that's where my family's from. And so, there's the family bias there.
Yeah.
And, during the... I see that face. I see that face you're giving me. Like, during the Boer Wars, for example, my family was a little... One part of my family fought for the Boers, The Boers are the Dutch, South Africa, like the Dutch settlers who settled in South Africa. They fought against the British. One part of my family fought for the British and one part for the Boer. So there's a slight divide, but my family is overwhelmingly like the Afrikaners, is what they're called, the Dutch. Dutch South Africans and you have British South Africans, the English ones. And my family's predominantly the Dutch ones.
Okay.
So... Historically, the two countries didn't get along. Like, England and South Africa don't really have the best history with each other, but then I love both of them.
And what's your... I mean, there's a random country, like Australia. Like, what's your...
It's part of the history buff, because it was a former British colony. And it's also, like, I would love to visit there as well. I think I should first visit before...
Moving. You know, before moving. There. Yeah.
I've heard so many great things about it. Absolutely stunning. Except for the spiders and, like, all the other stuff. I'm not looking forward to them.
So I have to ask you, like, when you're taught American history in high school, what's your opinion compared to British history? And do you agree with it, or you're like, no, that's totally wrong? Like, that's not how it went.
Oh, like, yeah, so when I first moved here, I had to learn about the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
And then everyone knew I was British, and everyone knew my birthdays were one day after Independence Day. So I would always get clowned on in school. And it's like, they would like bring up like the Battle of Saratoga, and then I'll be like, bring up like the Battle of Camden, which nobody knows because the British won. Like, I can bring up so many random things. And then I would always argue, well, technically my family also fought the British, but then I'll come quickly to defend the British there. What I think about U.S. history, most of it was a bit of a snooze fest in school for me. Well, because the beginning of it's either the native history, which there's not even much known about that because not a lot of it was written down. And then you just the Spanish, the French, and then the British and the Dutch. But it's primarily like Texas. It's primarily just like Spanish and French. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you learn about the 13 colonies, England, but like it was a bit slow sometimes. I mean, and some parts of English history were kind of boring as well. Although, like, since English history was, like, a lot longer than American history, it's, like, I like learning about the Tudors,
which... Don't know what that is.
That's from, like, the late 1400s, early 1500s to the 1600s. Like, the Tudors, the Stuarts, the Jordan, the Victorian, all these different...
Okay.
And then here it's a bit, like, it's... This country is a little over like 300 years old, something like that, 200 something. It's a lot younger, so like the history is not as
rich.
Yeah, but I mean, there's some parts I'll find interesting, I guess. I mean, I have a lot of respect for like World War II, World War I.
Yeah.
A lot of it's controversial, but I have a lot of respect as a foreigner.
Okay.
So.
Sounds like you like history.
A little bit.
Maybe that's a potential like hobby slash career in the future.
Oh, I was going to be a historian growing up as well.
I mean, the main thing to do is just find something you actually enjoy and love doing.
Yeah, I love history. I'm not sure if I would love it for a living. But yeah, I think of it more as a hobby. And it was also, I was like a little kid.
Yep.
I don't really look much into history as much now. Like all this random stuff that I'm telling you, I just remember from when I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Because I was very sentiment when I first moved here. So I like dug deep with the British history.
That's true. Yeah, I'm really excited to see if you love business. Because if you do, it's great. Like it. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you, because that would be a good career path. But then if you don't, I'm going to ask you, like, what would you do next?
Yeah, that's a great question. Honest, there's no plan right now. I'm probably just back to healthcare for all I know.
Back to healthcare?
Probably. You think so? That's like my backup. That or I should just...
Did you even like healthcare in the first place, or is that just...
I liked healthcare. It's also because, like, I mean, I have like a drive. Like, I like helping people.
Right.
It's part of the... Like, it's a deep value, core value I have. And so, like, that kind of helped me, like, a lot. Because I know, like, you have to, like, want it. Like, I had certain traits that would be good, like, empathetic, wanting to help people and stuff. So, like, I guess when I still think about it, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll be, like, kind of good for this.
Okay.
And what's your girlfriend going into?
Oh, boy. She's going into, I have to remember it, anesthesiology.
Oh, sick. That's a long career path.
Pediatric.
Pediatrics.
Pediatric, yeah.
Okay. Anesthesiology, which is like giving drugs for little children.
Yeah, and stuff. She's going to be like calculating how much you, like, should go into the child. She's a very important role, because if she puts too much,
that's a whole
lawsuit for her, you know.
And you know that's like the highest paid job for the medical field.
And yeah, she's going to TCU for that as well.
She's going to TCU, okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to undergrad at TCU?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
How do you think that's going to go? Because I know you got, that's like at least a 5-hour drive distance, like, and you're in a, you know, how long have you been dating now?
Oh, relationship. We've been dating for, oh boy, I should know this. Like 16 months, a little over 16 months. Over a year.
And have you guys like discussed like the long distance, how it's going to work, a schedule, you know, like any sort of, I mean, you guys are getting closer to that date where eventually you guys are going to be that real 5-hour distance.
Yeah, so the actual, like, impending thought hasn't exactly kicked in just yet. I'm sure it will kick in once we're 5 hours apart from each other. We talked about it. We agree, yeah, we're good at long distance in.
Okay.
I mean, it could be way worse. It's only 5 hours. So, I mean, I've never actually had too much of a problem with attachment. Heck, I moved 10 hours from the UK here.
Did you have a girlfriend before that, or is this is your first one?
No. I mean, I had two.
Oh, you had two?
I had two prior to
okay.
her. Not exactly my finest hour. At least I was all about it.
Yeah, I know.
Slight blooper.
But she's the one. Like, she's better and she's...
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She's great.
Mm-hmm. And she's helped me a lot in almost every single part of my life.
That's great.
So, yeah, she's great.
So she's worth it, and you want to stick that long distance.
Oh, yeah.
And you, okay.
Definitely.
You want to make it work.
Mm-hmm. True love has no distance. That's, I'll stick by that. Like,
aww.
It's Archer. Yeah, you're.
Very romantic.
We're going to put that on a meme right there. True love
has no distance.
Has no distance.
You can be across the world. I still got all the same girl. I can just miss her more.
Well, she's in Tajikistan.
Still love her.
You can still love her.
What if she was like a. Tree or something, or like a little bug.
Would you worm, love tree, a piece of grass. Like, it's not.
It's not the same. All right,
but
so if she were to be here and you're over there, would you could meet her every month or something? Or you? I know you. Probably call like every day or something, but
yeah, how would you meet? Sorry, I interrupted you there. So right now we have we get a public call. I'm sure she's gonna be in a dorm. I'm gonna be in a dorm. I don't want to like disturb the public peace. I'm not super like huge. Like I need a FaceTime or every. We'll probably get a FaceTime. That's I guess the minimum. We'll visit each other. We've agreed. At least one time a month.
One time a month. Okay.
Yeah, at the minimum.
I think that's very reasonable. I think everybody's pretty busy. Like, you're going to be pretty busy. Obviously, you're taking some pretty hard classes. And it was like, that's what I try to do because, you know, me and Avery are only about an hour and a half, so it's not so bad. We try to do about two times a month.
Also, I mean, you said it's like difficult classes. She's going to be in the trenches.
Yeah, she is.
Those are my favorite classes.
And like I said, you guys would be severely busy with like tests and just trying to get all the work done. So I think you guys can manage it. And there's going to be breaks like, I don't know, fall break and Thanksgiving break. So you have that plus Christmas. And then once you get into spring break.
And also, yeah, the first semester, I've heard there's a lot more, like a lot of breaks. I think that's what my sister said at Arkansas, at least. I don't know. I'm guessing it could be different.
You get a couple more holidays, I think, in the fall season.
Thanksgiving and...
Yeah. And so...
Winter.
I mean...
Oh, winter is 1 month, so enjoy that.
I'm super excited for that. Thank goodness.
It's a long month. It's like from half of December to half of January.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, one time a month. I wouldn't mind just doing it during the holidays.
Holidays.
The breaks. That, I mean, I'm not...
Labor Day.
We're looking to see if I am. Like, it'd be like I need to see her and stuff while I'm in university. But, I mean, I can go just with the breaks as of right now. She might want to do a bit more. No.
I mean, obviously, right, you're going to come to TCU to see her. Maybe she'll come out to Arkansas to see you.
Yeah,
I don't know how you plan that, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll come up. It's very lovely up there. Heck, you're going to come with me. Sure. Heck, both of you guys can come and visit me.
Where is it? Is it,
Northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville.
Fayetteville.
Very beautiful area. It's like, on the drive there, you go through Oklahoma, like the plains, just farmland. You get in Arkansas at first. It's also just plains.
Right.
And then just mountains, mountains. I don't think they're technically mountains. They're called mountains. It's like a whole geographic thing. But like, they just spawn it like in a Minecraft.
Okay.
Like a random generated biome. Like, whoa. Yeah. And it's absolutely lovely.
The mascots, the hogs.
Razorback hogs.
They're the pigs.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't tell you what the chants or whatever. I couldn't tell you anything about them.
Okay. They have a big football team, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're any good. I know that it's pretty big.
They're pretty good.
I think they're pretty good. It's a D1 school, so.
Yeah.
We'll see. They got the comms. They'll have stuff flaming.
I watch college football, but casually. So I only know, like...
I don't know why it's so popular, college football.
It's more exciting than, like, the NFL.
How?
Players are young, dude. They can...
I think just everyone is young, I guess. Yeah, and I mean, it's like your universe.
Would you rather watch the Super Bowl or, like, a Cotton Bowl?
I mean, I don't watch either.
Both are good. That's the thing, is they're both, like, at the... I mean, there's a slight difference between the two, but they're both very entertaining to watch.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe I just need to give it a try.
You gotta give it a try. Don't even pick a team. Just enjoy the game.
Okay.
Okay.
If you pick a team, then you're like, and you're sad when one of them loses. So just watch for like it being just a great sport, you know.
I guess I don't really have a connection to one of the universities because there's UT, but I don't really think they're.
I mean, that's
where are you going? You're going to Dallas.
It's UTD, so okay. There's no football team at UTD.
Same with like UNT. It's kind of.
Well, like, do you have a good basketball team?
We have a decent basketball team.
We really have. Okay.
For UNT, I think. So
I can say about Arkansas's basketball team.
See, there's a difference. That's where I'm with, like, what you're talking about. I feel like college basketball isn't the same as, like, the NBA, so.
I think NBA is more interesting.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's so much more skill.
I only know about the NBA because of LeBron.
You're kids.
I know absolutely nothing about the NBA, nothing about the NFL. Maybe, like, a little bit about the MLB.
That's because you're mainly a tennis, and I've seen, like...
Tennis, rugby, cricket.
Rugby, and cricket.
Like, it's tennis.
The European sports.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm warming up to football. I mean, I went to high school here, so I had no choice.
Yeah.
I still don't know any of the rules. Actually, I learned more from Retro Bowl than actually being at the football game. It's an interesting sport. I wish y'all could just not wear padding, though. It'd be way more fun. That's just my rugby mindset right there. Although, y'all don't, like, rugby has a lot more restrictions on tackles and stuff.
Yeah.
So, if y'all do the tackles in football without padding, you'd just kill someone.
Yeah, you would kill.
So, I understand the padding's kind of a necessity.
And plus, you know, like, rugby, I don't believe you throw it so far. You just pass it very short distance.
There's also a thing as a quarterback. You don't throw it forward. You can't throw it forward.
You throw it backwards, right? Yeah.
Which is rather annoying, but, like, very nice.
So, basically, you you run as fast as you can with the ball, but as soon as someone's going to attack you, right, you throw a quick pass forward. You give it to somebody else, and they run as far forward as they can, and then they throw it backwards until they almost get tackled.
That's what it is on paper. In reality, you get the ball, you try and pass it to someone, someone's typically not there, and you get absolutely, chugging in the the shoulder. And yeah, and then the scrums, which is when you have, is it the 12? I'm going to get fact-checked by someone. 12 forwards, like you're a hooker, props and stuff. You probably don't know this. Basically, the biggest people you have, you put them head-to-head, and they just push. You put the ball in the middle. In theory, you can roll it to your side, and then you push to see who...
And then someone has to go get it under.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of... It's like kind of like a tug-of-war, but like pushing instead.
You should go that... There was a team in Dallas called the Dallas Jackals that play at the old Rangers stadium. We should go watch the game.
And the rugby?
Yeah, they have a rugby team.
Okay.
The Dallas Jackals.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
That's probably pretty cheap because no one knows about the team.
Mary has a national rugby team.
Yeah, we do.
But in regular rugby, y'all are not exactly very good. In sevens, y'all are actually pretty good, though.
Yeah, because we won the
Y'all won something, I'm pretty sure. I don't actually remember. But yeah, y'all have like practical mini Usain Bolts out there. Y'all people are big and quick.
You like the haka?
Oh, I love... Okay. I personally love the haka. My dad doesn't really... He's like a hardcore Springbok fan. I'm also a Springbok fan. But New Zealand, I have a lot of respect for New Zealand because they historically probably been the best team of all time. South Africa second. I'm the most humble Springbok fan. You and me. But I had to do the haka for a play in England.
You had to?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm in England, which already is the founder of rugby. I support the Springbok, which absolutely everyone hates Springbok fans.
Yep.
So...
You know, the first time I think we met you, you were wearing the South African...
That rugby. Probably was.
Yeah. And you had a very short haircut.
You were almost buzzed.
Oh, no, I had the side part, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you had that side part. Terrible,
the wavy side. And then I got the mullet afterwards.
The mullet?
That was not the move.
We gotta get some pictures rolling up,
Do not get a mullet.
So everyone can see.
You can go on your Instagram handle.
Your mom's Facebook.
I'm gonna have to check that real quick before you massacre me.
And now I think your hair is really good. That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like it. It's a little too I think it's a little long. Comfort wise, it gets into my eyes.
Your eyes. Do you ever put it back, all the way back?
My forehead's too big for that. It's too kink. It's way too big. That's the one major downside. I might get, I'm thinking about getting the hair transplant, whatever. I would like to get a middle part, but my forehead's too big. I'd like to get a slick back, but my forehead's too big.
Try it for the camera.
It's.
Or keep it down.
Calling it a forehead is a bit too generous, I'm not gonna lie.
Right.
You got your mom's or dad's genes?
So.
That forehead?
Forehead? Neither, actually. I think.
Your uncle's?
I would say my uncles and then my, probably just my uncles. I don't even know. Nobody in my family really has a big forehead. It's just me.
Just you.
Yeah, just me. I'm like the outlier. Big forehead and a huge nose.
Yeah, you do have a huge nose. You do. It's the Ruben characteristic.
And then I had my dad's wonky teeth and his heart condition.
Oh, he has the same one? It's genetic, right?
I got braces. I have straight teeth now.
Is the heart condition genetic?
Yeah.
From your dad's? Okay.
It came from it's weird. I went to the cardiologist and it's technically an Italian gene found in the Dutch settlers. And so I have a very specific variant of it, but it's basically a very common South African / Dutch thing.
Okay.
South African, Africana to be specific.
Africana.
So to move on though, I want to get a little religious. What is your, walk right now with God?
It could be better. I think...
In what way?
I try and read my Bible every day. There's sometimes I'll have, a day I forget to read it for whatever baloney excuse I'll make. I'm too tired or too busy. I always, have, a very special time. I, sitting in my room and reading, And then, like, I try and... Like, I had, like, a nice... I was hanging out with some friends today. And they were telling me, like, you're, like... You're actually kind of, like, a nice... Like, you're just a nice dude, Ruben. And I'm, like, technically, I don't, like, 100% believe in the good person. Because we're all sinners. But, it's, like, you should know them by their fruits and stuff. Which made me feel, like, a little good. But, except from that, I mean... there's the ups and downs, overall.
But you have a guilty conscience, of this?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
About the sins that you've committed? That's it.
Do those but so, yeah, like, I'm very, like... I'll be, like, the party pooper at, like, most, like, things. I'm, like... If I'm, like, at a camp and my friends want to sneak around, I'm, like, I don't feel good. And so I don't like breaking the rules. That's because I feel, too, like, the guilty conscience. Like, if I do something wrong, I usually feel really terrible afterwards. So I'm, like, often, like, I won't do a lot of, like, badder things because I know I'm just, one, it's bad, and two, I'm going to feel absolutely terrible.
And what denomination are you within?
I would say I lean a bit more Anglican, Episcopal.
Okay. When you say you're leaning, you're not officially yet?
Not officially. I mean, in England, I went to, like, 11 different churches. And stuff.
11 different denominations? Or 11 different churches?
I don't remember. I was a little before I was 10, so probably. I mean, the local church was an Anglican church that we went to.
Okay. Like, and that's the, like, the national thing.
The Church of England.
The Church of England is Anglican.
Yeah. It's, not to dive too deep, because it's very complicated.
It is complicated. It's like some marriage or something.
It's
split off.
Oh, gosh. So, a lot of people think, Henry did found the Church of England, but when he founded the... Everyone, like, all the religious leaders in England were still Catholic. And then one day, Henry was like, oh, we're not following the Pope anymore. Boom. And so, also, it's basically a Roman Catholic structured church, but with Protestant theology.
Hmm.
That's the best way of putting it. Another way to put it, like the Protestant Reformation kind of, like, reformed. I mean, Luther didn't want to start a new church, but then they excommunicated him and stuff. And then it kind of reformed from, like, the bottom up with, like, Calvin and all these other, like, Protestant thinkers. The Anglican Church, I would say, it reformed from the top down to where, like, since geographically it was in England, it was, like not as many people were getting killed and stuff for, like, saying things against the papacy. And so, I mean, there's the Archbishop of Canterbury is, like, the... spiritual leader, but he doesn't hold any special authority that, like, the Pope does. So there's a lot of similarities between the two, but yeah, there's no Pope, and they do Anglicans, like, they believe in sola scriptura, the Bible's the only infallible authority stuff. So I try not to get too theological, but I'm also a history buff, and it's
I can see it. I like it though.
It's got a richer history, so.
You could even start your own YouTube channel on this subject.
Yeah, there is this one shout out to, his name was Redeem Zoomer.
Redeem Zoomer.
He's like, he does really good. I like watching his stuff. So,
what does he post?
Just like a lot of like Christian denominations, like summaries and stuff, histories of church, comparing like Protestants to Catholics. He's very humble. Like, he'll like defend. Typical straw man against Catholics.
I think I know what you're talking about.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm like...
He's it's like simple history almost, though, right?
Like, yeah. It's like very, like, oversimplified, like, that type of...
history. Which is nice, because then you get a good, like, idea of, like...
You get, like, you get a lot of information, and it's, like, fun at the same time. Like, you're not...
Isn't it a cartoon? Like,
kind of. It's not, like...
yeah, kind of.
It's like, drawn. I'm pretty sure
you know. Yeah,
it's drawn. Okay.
And it's very, like... Drawn. Yeah. Nothing too excessive. It's very simple, but you learn a lot at the same time. It's like a good balance. Of course, the comment section don't believe or agree.
A lot of the comment section are fine.
They'll say something and you have like a whole mob like being really angry and stuff.
Who's right, who's wrong?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can make like a video. You make a video of like, sola scriptura is not what you think it is. And then the Catholics will start grilling him in the comment section. And then he'll start saying something about non-denominational churches, blah blah blah, and then they will like start growing in. So there's always like
always somebody you're gonna make
me. Oh yeah, exactly. It's inevitable.
Are your parents Anglican, or do they have any religion?
Oh, I couldn't honestly tell you what they are. We all, I mean, I say I'm Anglican. I go to a non-denominational church. I go to Milestone. There's no
There's no Anglican churches.
Well, here is an Episcopal church.
Is that the same?
After the yes and no. Yes and after the American Revolution, it was the Church of England here, but after the American Revolution, American England didn't exactly get along. So the Episcopal Church kind of splintered off. So they're basically the same thing. There's probably like a lot I'm missing out as well. I'm very surface level knowledge.
Yep.
Over. But there's one in Keller that's like a little bit past, like down here. And there's one in Denson, I'm pretty sure. But it's like just an uncomfortable distance.
Yep.
It's like I had to drive 30 minutes down to the... I went to the one down. It was actually pretty nice. I liked it. The one in Denson I've not been to. But it's also, I guess... I mean, I'm guessing like since I'm... I know it's like normal for like when you're about to go into college and you start exploring things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wasn't super into like theological things because it's like I don't want to put like a dog in the fight there because there's right. so many different. Then history buff mind took over and I started learning a little bit. So I researched like a lot like Catholicism or Eastern Orthodoxy or Oriental Orthodoxy, and so and then I took a bit of a liking into like the Anglican beliefs.
Okay, so
that's how I ended up there. The rest of my family, they're Protestant. Yeah, that's a very broad word, though.
it encompasses a lot.
They're not Catholic or Orthodox. That's all I can tell you. I couldn't say what specifically they are.
Do they go to church?
Yeah.
Okay.
They all go to a different one, though.
Okay.
Dad and my brother go to New Beginnings in Bedford. And then I couldn't tell. My mom kind of goes to like my church, Milestone, or... sometimes to my dad's church, and then there's one at Cross Timbers, but that's like now taken over by Milestone Church. My sister, I mean, she's in Arkansas, so I don't really know where.
So where would you gonna go at Arkansas? Are you gonna go to her church, or are you gonna try to like?
She's probably gonna make me go to her church, and I'll gladly go to it. One of my friends is Catholic. He took me to his church a bunch, so I've been all over the place.
Your friend Michael, right?
No, his name's Vile. This other.
He sound cool.
Lucy would know him. Yeah, his family is his family's kind of funny.
Yep.
Let's see too much. He and his mom are Catholic and his dad Lutheran.
Interesting.
So I was like, I don't know how.
That's that very dear.
Such a funny dynamic in the family.
So, I wonder how that would go.
At like the dinner table, like I don't know, someone make a joke about like the Pope and like we got like attacked or something. I don't know. I don't know how to mean it. Like, I would be so confused, like, if I was VLAN then.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I always make it to where I want to have the same religion, because that's going to be hard on the kids.
Mm-hmm. If I might ask, what are both of y'all?
He's interviewing us.
Reverse.
What? God.
Come on. He thinks he's it.
I'm kidding. I have the power to ask.
I'm Catholic.
Okay.
Haven't really found my denomination yet, but I guess you could say non-denominational.
He's a follower of Christ.
Is like, you know, Cliff Connectly, he just goes by follower of
Christ. You say you're a bit more Baptist. Sorry.
Yeah, but not, I don't want to be like under that label of Baptist.
Yeah.
I just, I don't know what, like, I liked what Cliff had said about being just a follower. You read your Bible and you believe
it. That's what I was for a while. And then that's when I started like searching up stuff on YouTube.
But I feel like it's a nice, like, cause that's all I want out of like, Christ is a relationship with him. I don't really want a relationship with the church as much.
And then the Catholics will like, some Catholics will get into like start grilling you a little bit where you need to understand like the history of the church, the early church fathers, the Nicene Creed. So that's also there. This is a ministry buff. Like part of the reason I want like the Anglican, like they affirm the Nicene Creed, Apostles' Creed, which pretty much every single Nicene Christian does. Like Milestone is non-denominational. They won't like explicitly say weird, like they'll believe the contents.
No, non-denominational churches. I mean, they say it sometimes, but
like you believe in the Trinity. You believe in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yeah, like that's all listed into the Nicene Creed and stuff. Like all we believe is found in the Nicene Creed, whether you like know it or not.
I mean, I don't really mind any denomination. There's a couple that I'm like, no, I would never join these, but most of them I find to be fine.
Yeah, it's like, I love Catholics. I love Orthodoxy. Everyone's great. Sure, Orthodoxy will say, we're the one true church. And then I would just say, they're the one true church. Like, we have apostolic succession and stuff, which, I mean, And it's like being history buff. Like, I understand, like, Orthodoxy focus very on tradition.
And they have the high mass. And
yeah,
it's 3 hours. You can't sit down.
Oh yeah, that's brutal. And then like, yeah, like Protestants, it's like a newer branch and stuff, and it typically likes to be get grilled. I mean, and then I don't know. I'm not for every like a lot. I don't think most Protestants believe with the one true denomination. Some Protestants, well, some like extremists will say like with like the one true way of believing. There's so many splinters and stuff.
That's how Evan felt about like most of that. There's like with, I think he was taught, wasn't his Lutheran, that like they're the one true church and everyone. I don't know if I agree with that, that there's one true church.
I don't know.
It's that's when you have to get into history and having a specific opinion. There's no like.
Yeah, I guess that's my thing.
Objectively, it's not really going to get anywhere. I mean, if you want the two oldest churches, that would be the Roman Catholic and the Eastern Orthodoxy. Historically, those are the, I would say, I mean, there was like the Oriental Orthodoxy were also old, like an older branch. They split after like, I forgot what the specific council.
Trent? No.
It was before Trent, I think. I don't remember.
That's just the first thing that comes to mind, so I don't know. I know it was in 1300s or something, but.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I love every denomination. Well, most. The one.
There's a couple outliers. Yeah,
there's like I love Mormons, for example. Most of my friends are Mormon. There's a lot I don't agree with them on.
Same.
A lot. Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah. Actually, I don't know enough about Jehovah's Witnesses to know what they actually believe, if I'm being honest.
The only thing I remember is like there's an episode of like.
Or did they have a specific Bible?
Well, there's a show. It's like a medical show, and they were like, they couldn't get blood because they believe like God can only like, you know, cure them. And so this guy was like bleeding out, and they're like, he needed blood, and his parents were like, no, you can't give him blood. That's not allowed. And I remember somehow he ended up getting blood. Like they ended up giving him to the doctors, but it was on his like medical card that like he couldn't receive blood. And I was like, I don't believe in that. Like, no, if I'm dying, I need help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but there's a couple, but like you said with Mormons, I don't agree with a lot of what they ended with their stuff.
So it sounds like you are still in the process of researching on what you really
I'm still really figuring things out.
Yeah,
so. That's fair.
Would it, once you figure out the nomination that you will pick, will you like require that to be of your family, or will it be like the same thing, like your family, it's going to be split up? What do you think?
So, I'm going to try and do how my family was. Like, at first, I mean, we all went to the same church together. And then, I mean, the reason I went to Milestone is because of this fellow right here.
And your relationship at the time.
Yeah, and that was the last motivator there.
Girls and bro. Maybe girls.
Yeah.
Sometimes bro.
Yeah, that was part of the, and then. So, I'm going to try, the church is going to be a big priority for me, and like, and then, I mean, another theological, like, child baptism and stuff, unrelated. I don't think I'm going to baptize my child. I want them to
do it themselves.
Yeah, I want them to do it themselves. That's just my opinion, and I understand the two lines of thought for either one, but, yeah, my kids are going to go to my church. One's still, like, I would say 16, 17, then I'll, like, be like less, they have to go to church. That's my kind. They have to go to a church.
Okay.
Of course, I'm going to be a little bit, there's going to be a little parameters of where they can go, like certain groups they cannot join. Like, well, I'm not comfortable with them joining. I say that because, like, a lot of my friends growing up here were a Mormon. And I've been to, like, the Mormon church in Trophy Cup, like, a couple times. So, never got too into it because my dad would kill me. I'll be like that. Like, I'll kind of like, I'll just try and handle like how my parents handled it.
So you're more lenient, like you'll give them certain churches that they can go to and then let them choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not going to like I'm more Protestant. I'm sympathetic towards Catholicism. Like I agree on a lot what they think and stuff, but I'm still Protestant. And so, but if they want to become Catholic, I'm not going to exactly be opposed to it. So.
Are you baptized?
Mm-hmm.
And what church?
Milestone.
Just Milestone. Y'all weren't at the same time.
No, I was in South Africa when Alice got baptized.
I got baptized. Well, it's about to be a 3-year anniversary. Like,
yeah. Least Father's Day.
And, congratulations. I got baptized, I think, like 2 days before Halloween.
But it was at Milestone.
Yeah.
But you were were you baptized as a baby?
No, I was dedicated.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't even know, to be honest. It's like if here's baptism, here's like a dedication. I think that's.
Does that mean circumcised?
I don't know. Well, it's like, you know, at Milestone, I do that, like the dedications to the babies sometimes.
And no, they didn't. I don't know. I just agree with you when you said you were dedicated. I was like, oh, okay.
I was that. Yeah, I was not baptized. I don't think my parents believe in child baptism. So.
I believe in that, though. I think it's better when they get back, when you do it yourself and you actually, you know, you commit yourself as the person yourself to follow Christ, be in publicly, you know.
Yeah. And then, yeah, there's two lines of thought, and each of them are well, like, thought out. There's no, like, bad. I'll say bad. There's not, like, all the ones I thought are pretty, well thought out. Like, Calvinism, Arminianism, even if you don't agree with them, they're pretty, like, the thought process is, like, pretty smart. Sorry, I couldn't completely off topic again. But yeah, I want my kids to be baptized like whenever they want to be.
When they want to be. Yeah. So if I get to your priority list, it's faith.
Yeah.
That's family.
Right. It's God, family, and then I would say like friends.
Friends?
That's good.
Yeah. Like extended family. Yeah, friends, I would say.
Then career.
Yeah, academics, career. Yeah, for now, academics, but yeah.
Academics. Then career.
And it's like, a lot of people will say that, and then when it comes to living it out, that's a completely other thing. Like,
yeah.
I can talk the talk. I'll quickly see if I can walk the walk. I think I've done a decent job. Of course, it's not been smooth. Very up and down. With, like, everything. So I'm hoping, like, that I can keep my God first and stuff. Big priority to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Never give it up. Never give it up.
Yeah, never.
Are you
you're never the same.
Are you attached to money? Do you like your possessions, materials?
Certain things, yeah. I save a lot. I don't like spending.
So that's not a bad thing.
2 days ago, when I bought Civilization 7 for $70, so mine is that I save up. I don't like spending as much. That's probably because I don't have a job.
I get your job.
Once I get a job, we'll quickly see. Like I never spent too much food on fast food and stuff.
How often do you?
I most like once a month.
Oh, that's good.
Really good.
I mean, my mom's cooking is just that good.
What about in college? What do you think?
Oh boy.
You're probably gonna have to.
I think, yeah, I mean, I would like to cook for myself. Then again, I'm not exactly very famous. I'm not well known. I'm well known for my cornflakes, but that's really.
If you're starving, thankfully your sister's up there, so.
Oh yeah, definitely. She can make this one really good pasta dish, and respectfully, that's the only good thing she can make. So I'm gonna go. See.
We'll make sure to clip though this part,
so that we'll make sure to send her so that we'll send her. This you. We gotta learn how to cook.
Yeah, no.
Stressing her, so.
I know how to make French toast. And
wow,
that's a good breakfast. that's a start, actually.
Yeah,
like, do you know how to boil pasta?
Mm-hmm. Eggs. Yes,
good, thank God.
I think, yeah, the most complex thing I can make is French toast, sadly.
Do you know how to take tomato sauce out of a can and put it into a pot and warm it up on the stove?
I mean, I don't like tomato sauce particularly, but...
Or Alfredo, or any type of sauce that you like. What do you like?
I don't know, actually, if I'm being honest. I don't think, I mean...
You said you like pasta from your sister, so what does she put on it?
Tomato sauce is one
thing. Tomatoes? So you just said that you don't like tomato sauce.
No, I don't. But I don't like tomatoes by themselves.
Tomatoes.
I know where you live.
Have you always said tomatoes? Or do you
always say that's tomato? I'm never gonna drop tomato. My brother dropped it. My sister dropped it.
So you like tomato sauce, but not tomatoes.
I don't. It's weird. I don't like tomatoes. I like ketchup, and I'm like iffy with tomato sauce.
So what do you put with pasta?
Alfredo, and then
Alfredo.
Mainly Alfredo, and then I would put tomato sauce if I have to.
So what is your like recipe, since you said it's all
I
go
don't know. That's my sister's.
Is it tomato or Alfredo?
It's primarily tomato sauce.
Okay, so you like tomato sauce for that meal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll accept it. I mean, it could be good, but it's my sister's, so.
Did you say it was good, or?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's funny mess.
Okay, I'll
meatballs or just pasta?
Just pasta.
Huh. I'll tell you two things. One, boil water.
Okay.
And then put in the noodles.
Uh-huh.
Leave it for 5 minutes. Turn off the stove. Done.
I know. Ramen noodles. I'm a prodigy of ramen noodles.
When I first moved in and I tried to make pasta and I burned
off. Yeah, you burned
it. Don't listen to him.
And then it was before, like I said, I didn't clean the dishwasher. Like, I didn't clean the dish. No, was it?
The sink?
I didn't clean the sink.
down the sink, I put all the noodles because I had burned them. I put them in.
Why do you put them in? So then you have to, like, get a technician to get it out, right?
No, they have, like, a spreader underneath, right? To, like, a food.
You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we found that he wasn't supposed to. Because also the, what was it? The sink. I hadn't cleaned it in, like, I'd say, like 2 or 3 weeks. So it was, like, if I had probably Ebola and, like, a whole bunch of other horrific things. And then he dropped it in.
Yeah. I was trying to put the pasta that I had left in, like, another skewer to get all the water out. But the sink was really dirty because this guy didn't clean it the day before. And so I'm trying to do this, but the pan's hot, the water's hot. I do it, and then the bowl that it was supposed to go in falls in the sink, and all the stuff goes in the sink, and it's all ruined.
Contaminated.
The sink was so, like, I should have took a picture of it. It was the most disgusting thing, like, I've ever seen.
Almost like those Indian rivers, bro. Like, it was not safe.
It was so bad.
It was not safe to eat.
Yeah.
Had like 5 diseases.
And then after that, I didn't cook. No.
You were a prodigy at the air fryer.
Yeah,
That's what I'm gonna have to do.
I ran out of time.
I just meant the chicken tenders.
That's what you're gonna eat in college is air fryer. As this guy would eat all my chicken tenders that I would buy and bring home, I'd be like, I'd look in my bag, I'd see 2 chicken tenders. Oh, yeah, 15.
I was on the bulk, I swear.
What I do, Ruben, is I go to YouTube.
That's good. My dad does that as well when it comes to making, like, if you want to make something, like, I don't know, like eggs on toast, but he wants to make it like a specific, like, French or like whatever way. Yeah, he'll go to YouTube.
Yep.
Which, yeah, I know about that. I should probably, like, do that. Then again, I'm probably one of the laziest people.
I mean, what do you like to eat? That's the question.
Whatever my mom makes, man. If asking for my favorite dish, the most English thing.
Fish and chips.
Yep. that's my favorite one by far.
Okay. Do you have an air fryer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to bring one.
Yeah.
So that's going to save me.
That's very good for college.
Yeah. The stereotypical college student, that and the ramen noodles. That's what I'm going to have to make.
Do you want dad bods in the future?
Maybe.
You want them?
I mean, I already kind of have them. I'm not going to lie. So I think it's inevitable for me.
All right.
I need motivation to go to the gym, man.
Do you have a gym membership?
Well, I mean, we got the one in the neighborhood.
I'm
just too lazy.
I tried to get you to go, and you're like, meh.
Well, that's because I had to lock in for school, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, but then I'm not school, and I'm still too lazy to do that. It's like a job. It's like, intimidating.
So, basically, what you're telling us, we need to cure your laziness. You have, like, a really bad laziness problem that you don't want to get a job or go to the gym.
It's a bit of, I'm scared. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I don't want to get a job right now. Once I come back, I'd say I'm going to, I'll tell you, I want to get a job. We'll quickly see if I actually want to get one.
Just get one, like, literally, I would literally tell you to get a fast food job that can transfer over, so that way you can call whatever store's in Fayetteville, be like, hey, can I transfer to your store, you know, and hopefully they say yes.
Yeah, we'll see. I didn't like Hutchins. I don't like
I'm not talking like Hutchins. I'm talking like Chick-fil-A. I'm talking like a Whataburger or a Walmart or something that's like transferable.
Just put the fries in the bag, yeah.
So what would you say your priority would be? Eating healthy, getting a job, or doing healthy activity? Like, rank them 1 through 3.
One, a job.
One, a job, okay.
2, eating healthy, and 3, physical activities. Because I'm still, like, I do jiu-jitsu.
He plays pickleball.
I'm a prodigy at pickleball.
They do have pickleball clubs, so.
Yeah. I'm good. And I might do club tennis. We'll see. I'll see if it's too exhausting on my body to do, because I've already kind of, like, got the dad ball when it comes to tennis as well. Although I can still smoke a couple of, like, lower level people, but yeah. I'm way past my prime.
I can tell you it's fun from my experience. I mean, we have this Davis Cup type of game, so we represent the countries.
Oh, and yeah, then
I got put on Vietnam, so and okay. We spoke the competition, but it was fun. Like, you get to play for a country, you could probably play for South Africa.
Yeah, I'm good at
it. And
mm-hmm.
It'll be a fun thing if you do have that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say job. I wouldn't go for job for the first couple of weeks.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, sorry.
Because it's going to be super hard. Like, you're going to go into your classes, and those classes are going to be like calculus, introduction to accounting. That's going to be tough as well. Do you know Excel? Like, how it works?
No.
No, not at all.
No. I don't even know what that is.
Excel, Microsoft Excel.
Oh, yeah. I know
that. Have you worked at, like, Google Sheets? Have you worked with Google Sheets?
Once.
Doesn't Byron Nelson have, like, a Academy, like, Microsoft credentials?
I was not in that. Whatever. I mean, I did, like, for statistics, I had, like, this one software that was kind of like a spreadsheet, but it was not the one that you're talking about. I don't know what it was. It was like I mean, you could generate histograms, bar chart. Oh, no. I don't know.
Okay, Ruben.
It's refs.
One, the first thing I need you to do this summer is to learn Microsoft Excel. Because if you don't learn this, you're going to be cooked. You are going to be cooked in accounting.
Yeah, you
are. In business.
It's like, you need to start yourself off.
My mom's like, are you going to enjoy this? Like, she's like, I'm not sure if you're going to like this.
Honestly, I'm more curious if you do like business. Because like, the more we talk about it, you just seem unsure. And I'm sure you are, but we'll just see how your first year goes, and you can always change your career path after.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't think you have too much experience in this field. If,
I mean, I had to sell things, so sales experience at the
sales.
That's what you're going into.
Kind of advertise things a little bit. I just had to, like, what do you recommend? And then I had to like tell the nice, older, wealthier people of Trophy Club my personal opinions about certain things. So that's like the only like experience. I mean, I work technically like a cash register, but that doesn't mean that's only like a financial experience.
Yeah. What would the ideal career be for you? Like, you have this degree and you go into a career, what would it be?
Something in like a higher ranking position in a business. Like right now I would say a supply chain, like a manager at like a bigger company, like Tesla, Amazon.
Or so you wouldn't work corporate, like high up corporate.
Corporate, yeah, something. Ideally. Then it's I don't have a concrete like career path. Like, what I want, like I strive to be.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. So I guess I hopefully have to figure that out in university. Ideally. We'll see if I actually do or not though.
Have you looked at any internships at all? Like,
I'm gonna have to intern.
What would he intern in right now?
I mean, like,
Walmart's got a good they have like the business program's really well known, and so like, and I have to intern like while I'm there, so I'm just gonna assume Walmart or just like any big like logistics related, like a big like supermarket or
business. Did Walmart start off in Arkansas?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, there's a Walmart in Fayetteville,
Bentonville, Arkansas, I believe.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
So if I'm hearing this correctly, you want to go into like the business aspect, so you would want to go into that to know like how Walmart works and their ins and outs. Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good idea. I mean, are you interested in like how it works? I mean,
enough to like want to. I'm not exactly passionate about it, but I would say I'm interested.
Interested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the two main things, right? I think it was right. You gotta learn Microsoft Excel, and you gotta find a job that can work with your college schedule.
But not in the first couple of weeks. Yeah. Figure out your classes first.
Figure out how cooked I am.
learn your schedule, and then figure out, okay, go up to a place, we'll use mine. You go to Whataburger, you say, hey, I need a job. They go, okay. I say, what's your schedule? I don't know. For me, I try to not go to school every day. I try to go, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So then you'd be like, okay, I can work Tuesday, Thursdays, and that way you can the days you don't go to school, you're actually working. You only work, let's say, try to get 20 hours. So you work maybe 8 hours both days. And most of the time, they'll try to make you work a weekend. So then you work 4 hours on the weekend. And then you're free.
Sounds scary.
But yeah. Scary, but you're still... You mean you need some sort of
income? I understand, yeah. It's like kind of important that I...
And pro tip for when you schedule your classes, schedule them so that you have a three weekend, or like you have a day off and 4 days that you're at school, so that you can like have like a separate day, because you can do that. You can have 4 days and then a 3 day weekend. You can even have 3 days and then a 4 day weekend. That's so true. Your first 3 days would be like morning to evening, but you'd have to be there all day. That's the caveat.
Yeah,
I tried my best, but I go 4 days a week. And one of the days, I literally only have one class, so I have to drive 40 minutes for one class and then come back home. But I'll probably go to work before or after, so that'll be also a busy day. You know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. You know, schedules don't always go perfectly, and you being a freshman, a lot of, you know, everybody else has already got a schedule, so you kind of have to just work with what you got.
Yeah, that's true as well.
An 8 a.m. class. I don't know. I think it's inevitable. I think
do you already know your schedule?
No, I'm picking out my
schedule. So you're picking out. That's okay.
I'm picking out my class. June 17th. I don't know, like the schedule. I'm just hoping they don't.
Do not take any, if you can, freshman year, do not take a senior 8 a.m.
No one.
You'd be better off taking the 6 p.m. class.
Well, here he's already like, wired to wake up early because of practice, right?
Not right. He's gonna lose it all his time.
I stand corrected.
He would sleep in every time.
Cause I've got like, I went to bed at 10:30. I woke up at 6, but then my body needs at least like 30 hours of sleep to properly function.
30 hours.
I didn't get enough during school.
He would like on the weekends. He'd sleep until like 11:30.
It felt great. I still am like that. Although I'm
that's because you stay up all night playing video games.
That's true. That's also
We need to talk about video games. Those are gonna be much less.
I would like to say I'd say a week ago, yeah, my sleep schedule was like the 2 a.m to 2 p.m one, and I decided now I actually want to wake up before 10 a.m like I'm trying to wake up at like 8 or 9 now. So when I'm sleeping earlier intentionally. It's very painful. I want to stay up
till 2 a.m. That's good.
It's resisting the urge right now, but like, yeah, I need to, like, for university, like, I want to have like a sleep schedule.
Also, when you get a job and you have to eventually, try to get an 8 hour shift. 7 to 2 is only 6 hours, but if you do like 7 to 3, it's not that bad. You like still get most of your day getting off at 3, and you can still have, you know, you probably won't go to bed till 10 or 11. Or if you're like, literally stay up all night. So that gives you a long part of the day left. So I would do 7 to 3. If
I'm studious, I mean, I got all these books back here.
My sleep schedule, Ruben, is 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. So I get 6 hours.
How do you function?
I've been used to it for about 2 years now.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm in pre-med classes, so.
Okay, then yeah, that definitely explains everything.
I'd say...
Do you like coffee? Or like, do you drink a bunch of coffee and tea?
No, no, no.
Dude, you're insane. You're not hearing.
You machine.
Lean, mean machine.
But I think that's really about it. I think if you, like say, get a job, you learn... I think if you learned one skill this year, like Microsoft Excel, that'd be great. Plan out with your girlfriend how you're going to, you know, do this 5 hour distance, because I think it's going to be harder on you than you think. But, I think that's good. Mm-hmm. Pick you up one and find a hobby, you know, join the tennis team. Join it there. Have fun. You're going to want something. So, and go to the football games, obviously, because it's Arkansas. You get to watch D1 football, so.
Yippee.
Or basketball.
How many football games have you been to?
I didn't get to any last year, but I did go to a basketball game.
Okay. Zero. We don't have a football team. We have an international chess team, so.
I didn't actually
watch that. I joined... last year, so I was in the spring. There's no football in the spring, so I didn't really have it.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Are you gonna go any this year?
I'm gonna try.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely go.
I'm there all day for like 2 days, and the football games are on the weekend, so it could be a good date night for me and everybody. So I'll go to.
And my sister would also like travel to like Texas for a random team.
Did go to Avery's football game. I went to her like the homecoming game, so I went to that. It was good.
Did they win?
Yeah.
Okay.
We actually left at the third quarter. They were smoking the other team. It's boring.
That's fair.
But I think you're good, ma'am. I think. Ready to like wrap it up here? This is like, I think.
Hold up.
Oh, no.
This wouldn't be the Sad Sun podcast if we did not look at your screen time.
All right.
Let's see what Ruben spends his whole time on. Ruben, I bet you that you cannot be worse than Alex here.
Yes. Still got like 40 hours a week.
Oh.
The week that we did this podcast on the topic, he had 64 hours a week.
The doom scrolling thing, right?
Oh, yeah. I was about to say. Okay. I mean, if you're being like productive, I wouldn't be super mad. Okay. See, I'm not much better.
I am being productive. Still.
No, Ruben.
How many hours per day do you average?
I don't know, probably 4, 5.
No.
Pull your phone out. Oh no, it's recording. Never mind.
Let me see the phone.
Actually, no.
It'd be that bad.
I mean, I don't know. Okay, wait. What is your definition of bad?
Like 60 hours. Oof,
60 hours.
Okay, this is per day. I don't check per week.
Make it seem bad.
And this is
in your phone. Oh, yeah, 25 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah, the average, so 5 times 7, 35 hours a week. It's like half a month.
Okay, that's not bad.
It used to be 3, and then I got a girlfriend.
So he spends for...
Instagram at the top.
Instagram is the most used app.
12 hours.
So let's take it from...
You spend 21 hours...
A week
on social media.
Okay, this week. Let's go to last week.
Because I'm too busy playing video games.
So Instagram obviously is your top app.
And the next one is TikTok.
And TikTok.
And why do you have an hour on photos? Like, what do you scroll all day on photos?
I was like, oh, for Costa Rica.
So this was a trip week.
Yeah, part of it was.
Can we go to another week? Let's go. When were you here? Like, a whole week?
Actually, wait, I have to remember to load up. Shoot, I got back from Costa Rica like a week and a half. A little over a week ago.
I think, like, so this is February.
I mean, it's pretty consistent. Like,
it's 19 to 21. That's not that big of a difference. So it's about, you spend, let's say, an average of 20 hours a week on social media. So yeah. Not that bad, in my opinion, compared to me.
I said that's bad. Because right here, you spend, on average, 10 hours a week on Instagram. So what are you doing on Instagram, Ruben? Looking at your girlfriend? Looking at
yes. No, I'm looking at, I just sent reels to all my friends.
But he doesn't check any of the reels.
Yeah, no. I've got like at least like 16 chats I have to look at.
Except mine, apparently.
And you have to. Like, you have to do this.
I mean, I've got like...
They're pretty funny.
I have like 4+ from like every single... Like, probably from Alex alone, are probably like 60 reels I have to look at.
But you don't even look at the reels.
Yeah, no. Like, that's like... I go on reel. Like, I get Instagram, I look at the reels, and then I get off.
So what type of reels are these? Is like memes, funny things, or inappropriate things, or diabolical memes?
Diabolical. Yeah, you got it. It's a mix of brain rot and then the diabolical stuff.
Okay.
It's purely dopamine rush.
I mean, it's a good thing. Like, if you're doing it like for like getting off like work or something, like
brain nourishing. No, for TikTok, I use it for like if I want to search something up.
TikTok's something. Why do you use TikTok?
Like, because I like the search to search things up. I feel like it's a bit easier. I like how it's searching things up, like history of this or something random.
So you use it more like YouTube.
I'm not so much on YouTube anymore. That's one.
Yeah, YouTube's not even on your.
I don't have the YouTube app. I use Safari for that.
Okay, so Instagram is your brain rot app.
Oh yeah.
TikTok is your information app.
Mm-hmm.
How you get information about the world.
Although, yeah, I'm careful with that because I'm, like, it's not exactly the most reliable.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
I have an hour on Clash Royale.
Clash Royale? You still play Clash Royale?
Sneaky Golem in the pocket? Yeah, I'm an
avid Clash Royale. I mean, it's an hour per week, so.
How many? I guess we'll play, like, maybe one or two games a day.
It's like, I'd say some days I'll play, like, 5 games and then I won't play, like, a game for, like, 3 days. Is I'll lose to like a 2.6 Hawk Cycle player. I'll get really mad. I'll almost uninstall the game. And then, yeah, it calls back to me. And then,
Okay. I mean, it's not bad. So,
if 1 hour a week. My Xbox and my PC hours, it might be.
Oh, so we have something else here. This is not even representative of what.
I'm not on my phone enough to do me justice.
So, how give us.
before that. When he would do, like, studying for, like, a class, he scrolls while he studies. It's the most annoying thing because I'm trying to study too.
So painful to learn. I would rather, like listen to chalk on a board than listen
you're not to even
PPC graph.
You're just watching, you're doom scrolling while, like, watching his statistics.
It helps me. Because, okay, bless
I guess your eyes are on the screen and you're learning while you're. The homework is here and it's doing itself, right?
Exactly, yeah. One enter one year out of the other, but it's like for like I took macroeconomics last year, and then I was like for tennis I missed a bunch of days, and then like my teacher also missed a couple days, and he has a very nice YouTube channel, and so we have to watch. The only thing was like in his class lectures were like a little bit less than the class period, like 35 minutes.
Okay.
His videos were like 45 minutes to an hour. But you have to pause and stuff to write everything down. So a 30-minute video will take an hour and, like, 45 minutes just so you can write it. Because I'm also very, like, tedious. Like, I like getting, like, writing everything down. I'm very, like, specific with... I like... Yeah. It's OCD that as well. I have a big fear, but I don't want to miss something small. I write all the small details. So I take purposely longer. And so, like, my brain starts tweaking. And then, yeah, that's when I'm just looking at just absolute brain rot. And it calms me down. I get a couple giggles out of it. I'm a grown man saying this, by the way. 14, 19 in like less than a month.
Oh my gosh. So, I still can't, like, your phone's right here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing work, and you're watching a YouTube video.
It's not the entire time, by the way. It's like, I'd say like a 5 minute, like I'll write for like 5 minutes just straight locked in, and then my brain just gives up. And so then...
Scroll for
a little bit, and then like I reward myself.
You reward, okay.
Dopamine rush.
Okay, I can get where you reward yourself. How? What's the ratio? Like 5 minutes to 5 minutes, 1-to-1, 2-to-1.
It was also because senior year, like the senior writes.
Yeah.
Like junior year, and like I would say the first semester of senior year, I was very like dialed in, so it was not bad. I didn't really do it. I discovered it mainly January, February.
Yeah,
what Alex is talking about. That's what made the script sound. Oh, wait, this is great. Man, it is not as bad as
Alex is making it. I'm in the kitchen because, remember, I'm trying to get out of my room so I don't get distracted. I'm just listening to these memes while I'm trying to study, and it's just like a most obnoxious full-blast volume scroll. And it's this really high-pitched voice of this, like, I don't know, this guy ranting about random stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's also, on a side note, like, Alex, you like having a TV in your room. I cannot stand having a TV in my room. It just feels wrong. But, like, I get the problem, like, you want to get out of your room and do things. I just do it because, like, I'm used to it. And I'm not used to having a TV. Now that I have a computer in my room, my opinion is laxed a little bit. I'll be in my room for, like, a bit too many hours playing games. But before that, like, I was always out. Like, I was barely in my room.
Yeah. Okay.
But, like... I guess it was just a senioritis thing. I really just did not want to do the classes. I didn't have some self-dignity. Like, I didn't bomb any tests on purpose. I studied for everything, even though I really did not want to. And so I'm hoping I have, like, the same mindset, but a bit more dialed in for university, because that's when it actually starts mattering a lot.
Yep. I think you're in a good position. You're very smart. And you have the confidence to get
through
university. Mm-hmm. I just think that there just needs to be a limit. I mean, it's good to have these things. Like, mm-hmm. You can play the games. I hope you're not bringing the Xbox, but if you do...
No. I don't think I'm going to bring it my first year, because just... If I have my own apartment, then yeah.
Okay.
I'm bringing it for the door. I'm not going to bring it in a door. I'll see. I don't know. I'm not bringing an Xbox. At most, I'll bring a computer.
Okay.
My computer.
You don't need a computer. You need to buy like a
laptop. Oh, I'm getting a laptop for my birthday.
That's good.
That's my birthday present right there. Okay. So even then, I'll probably just give that. So.
Yep. So if you do get the laptop, it's not bad. Like, you have to have some time for yourself. Just limit yourself. Like, what is a reasonable estimate that you can limit yourself per day? Like, let's say 30 minutes to 1 hour? Or do you actually have to have 2 hours?
No, I don't have to have 2 hours. I can limit myself.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird. I can, like, randomly, like, extremely discipline myself over, like, really random things, like limiting screen time, what I watch, stuff. So, like, I have the moral compass in that sense. Early on, if it, like, if I'm like in a good position, then yeah, I'll just doze off. Because if I can doze off, I will. But if I'm not in a good position, I won't doze off.
So if you're like stressed up and you have deadlines due the next week, you'll lock in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Typically, I try not to end up in like that stressful position. Of course, I know finals is going to be like a painful one. But yeah, I'm like, it's like I like studying, not because I'm learning anything, it's because, well, I'm doing something productive. And like, it's just kind of like, I'm like decent at studying. Also, because like I can sit for like 5 hours most of the time. Like, I used to just have to hide my phone. I still have to do that sometimes for the more difficult classes. I just put my phone somewhere and I just like dawdle in for a couple hours.
Have you tried the Podomo method?
I don't even know what that is. Explain.
It's what medical students use and like some people outside as well. Like, it's where you study for 50 minutes and take a 10-minute break, do anything
that
you want.
I can't do that. For me, it's also the OCD a little bit. So if I have a lot of assignments, I have to get them done. I don't like sleeping knowing I have an assignment to do. I just don't sleep. And it's also like the order I do it. I always try and do it so like I can finish. Like, if I have like a test the next day for macroeconomics and then I have like a photography project, stuff, but the photography project's like smaller, I would say. I'm gonna like, I like completing things. I'd rather like complete the smaller things and then do the big thing, but I always have to do them in order. Like, I have to do them back to back. I'd never really give myself a break unless I have to eat dinner with my family. Okay. I like getting everything knocked out in one instance, which on some days when it's longer, it's a bit like my brain's just fried towards the end, and then that's when like not even doom scrolling works because my brain's like super fried.
Yep.
I just kind of just lay there and stare at my wall. Like, I just did that.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Because you're going for like 5 hours, right? In mm-hmm. those times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, personally, as a medical student, I never do that.
Yeah, I mean, you're also taking like a lot more difficult classes than I am. I can't imagine probably taking chemistry, biology, organic chemistry.
Do you do that often? Like, have those long study sessions?
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Like, I like it. It's, I like doing it, but then... I don't like it. It's like, but
you enjoy studying.
I like it because I don't like it at the same time.
Do you enjoy studying? Like having those?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So it's painful because it's so long, but you enjoy it because.
Because, mm-hmm. Well, it's like, you know, like after like a long work day, but then you're like kind of proud of the work day. Like you accomplished a long.
Okay.
I feel accomplished. Yeah,
you feel accomplished after.
That's what drives me. And then like, I like. Seeing myself, I like work, like, minus my days at the Trophy Club Country Club, I like doing everything attention to detail based. Like, I like getting all the small details. I like making things like almost as perfect as I can. Of course, it's never gonna be perfect. I like, yeah, if that makes any sense.
Okay,
sort of, yeah.
You know, OCD. Mm-hmm.
I see where you're coming from. I hope you find a strategy that's more cohesive to not getting brain fried.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that holds up and with university classes.
Yeah, because university classes, they're nothing like you know.
Yeah, no, so it's going to be a brand new like learning curve there, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm probably just going to go in with the same mindset, but I will like if I have to adapt, I will adapt.
Yep.
So what do you think about it?
Use ChatGPT responsibly.
Okay, I've never gotten too dependable on, like, I was always skeptical. I didn't trust it at first, and sometimes I don't trust it.
Yep.
Is it because of my econ questions from, but, I'd like, most, like, I'll use it to, like, check, but I always go with my gut on a lot of things, and then, even if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because it can hurt your grade. And
I never use it like I know people use it on their essays and stuff. Absolutely wild.
Don't do that. Never do that.
I just check it for grammar because it does.
I did that one time, but then even then I don't actually like. I'm like, that's what the guilty conscience comes in. I'm like, I know this is wrong, so like I don't even entirely like edit. I edit like a little bit of it because I feel too bad if I do.
It's good to do like prompts and ideas. Like,
I'm sorry, it's yeah, I'll do that. Mm-hmm.
Was good.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for a good wrap.
So if we had to sum it up, Ruben, first thing, this summer, enjoy it. It's going to be your last little real summer. And you said you're going to the
orientation
to choose your classes. And after that, you have another trip
to Europe for
3 weeks. 3 weeks. And then you have another one.
Oh, no.
No, this is going to be the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then that's August 20 something through start.
I should probably know when I start. I have
no clue. Sometime in August.
No clue when I'm starting.
In between those dates, you must learn Microsoft Excel.
Okay.
Save yourself the trouble.
Yeah. Save yourself the trouble of just being an ignorant freshman.
There's probably like a 30-minute YouTube video you can watch that will give you the basics.
My dad gave me like a talk over like taxes and stuff and like what you should do when you're old, and then you used it. So he showed me how to do it.
Oh, so he knows.
Yeah, okay. My dad knows. He's Alice could help me out.
And ChatGPT and YouTube, you'll learn it quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for sure. Then after that, start college. Enjoy it. Don't get too stressed in those first, because it's going to be entirely self-led. Like, mm-hmm. professors are not going to get onto you or anything. So get into your classes. Make sure you can ace them. Then after that, that's when you focus on the job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sit next to somebody that's also will help you.
Sit next to someone who's smart.
That's what I do. I always find someone that I'm like, this person will help me throughout the semester. Because you need a study buddy. That's it.
Key tip, they're in the front of the class.
Yes, they're in the front.
Academic
ones. Front to middle. The ones in the back usually aren't there to really. They're just trying to get out of the class as fast as possible.
Are you the type of person to sit in front or the back?
Yeah, I'll try and sit in the front, but with my sleep schedule, we'll see if I get there.
Get the most talkative. The guy who talks the most to the teacher is usually paying attention. So
yep. I was in history class. I was that guy. In some other classes, I was that guy.
Yeah,
I'm the guy. So
perfect. You'll find someone else like that. But that's a wrap, man.
Yeah,
it's good.
Woohoo!
You got this.
You got this. Yeah.
Thanks, y'all.
We believe in you.
Felt like a nice therapy session over here.
So this is the Sets On Podcast. We talked about Ruben's life. I mean, he's the prime. He's in it. He's going into an uncertain territory he's never been before, going into the woodlands of Alaska. No, Arkansas.
Where did that happen?
Arkansas. So he's going to be a Razorback going into
supply chain management.
And he's uncertain about
what he's going to do, but he'll figure it out.
He'll figure it out.
To really craft his skill of what he wants to become, and we hope that he finds that.
Yeah. While maintaining a long-distance relationship and finding his faith.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a fun journey for you in the next 4 years.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
No.
So, if you like this video, click the subscribe button. We made this video for y'all. And Alex, you want to tell them about the social media?
So yeah, make sure to check us out on TikTok, our Instagram. We also have a website now where you can check it out in the Instagram. So check out everything. Give us a like, a follow. Be madly appreciative. It takes a lot of time to create all this content. So we're super thankful. Again, we're thankful for Ruben.
Thank you, Ruben. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah.
And to wrap it up, man, let's go.
This is the Side Song Podcast with Luciano and Alex. Thank you, Ruben. This is Side Son signing off.